Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. There are moments when Jesus gives us some real head scratchers. Because on the surface, that makes absolutely no sense, right? Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This is something that I think is important for us to understand. There's the human way of thinking, and there's the divine way of thinking. And sometimes the two don't seem to quite mesh from our perspective. Something has to change in the way we see things. But in this particular verse, when it says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, my sake is the key that we need to especially pay attention to understand exactly what it is that Jesus is talking about. If someone loses their life for the sake of God, then they'll find it. Because only in God is one able to find true life and true meaning as well. And one starts to realize that when you find your life apart from God, then your life does not seem to have that same meaning or that same worth. How many people go on moments of their lives when they feel lost, and they go and try to find themselves? And many times they'll find themselves in a career, they'll find themselves in other things, but unless they find themselves in God, they're lacking that ultimate meaning, that ultimate life, that ultimate worth. We're seeking in all these ways. And the reason why our Lord preaches this of losing his life for the sake of God is because of how it's connected to one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom. The gift of wisdom is one that many times gets confused with the gift of knowledge. The gift of knowledge is that capacity to be able to pierce various truths of the faith, especially the gift of knowledge connected with the mind. The gift of wisdom is not so much connected with the gift of the mind, but it's connected with the heart of the person. When someone is living out with the gift of wisdom given by the Holy Spirit, their heart is feeling and seeing in the way that the heart of God feels and sees as well. This is why those who many times are the wisest in our world are those that would not be considered to be the most intelligent, and instead many times people will say there seems to be a great simplicity in those who are wise. Simplicity and wisdom go hand in hand. A great example of a saint of a more modern nature is Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. She's actually considered to be one of the doctors of the church. Yet if you compare her to many of the other doctors, even in her own words, she'll say this, that she is not the most intelligent, and she wasn't. She wasn't a great doctor in that sense. But if you read her writings and hear the accounts of people who are around her, she possesses a tremendous amount of wisdom. And in her simplicity, she was very much able to see with the heart of God, to feel with the heart of God, and to help others connect to the heart of God as well, and to grow very much in wisdom. So that is what we're called to in that particular gift. But part of the way that Saint Thérèse of Lisieux and all those who seek especially to grow in wisdom make that jump is when they choose to lose their life. Saint Thérèse was someone who was very self-sacrificial. She would sacrifice of herself in many very little ways, oftentimes in ways that no one else would know. She chose to lose her life in very simple, in very ordinary ways and moments of her life. And so she would find God in the most ordinary and simple moments and grew very much in wisdom. This is a misnomer of people who say that they want to be wise. You can't become wise if you don't take the most ordinary and simple moments and find God in those moments. That's actually how you become wise. It's finding God in the ordinary, of finding God in the simple, and from that, again, you think of many of the most wise phrases that we hear, right? They're very simple phrases in many sense. And it's because someone was doing something very ordinary, very simplistic, they found God in that particular ordinariness and simplicity, and they connected with the heart of God in that way. So we're called to that level of wisdom. And that wisdom is very much needed with everything that's going on in our world right now. We need to be a people who are having the heart of God for one another, of having the heart of God for others during this pandemic. What are they feeling? Of being able to see them, especially to see what lies beyond the mask and beyond the social distancing. What lies in their hearts? What is it they're going through right now? And how do we minister to them in that place? Wisdom also helps to break down the great evil that we've been hearing about in recent weeks once again. Wisdom breaks down the evil of racism. If someone is truly wise, they will not discriminate. They will not judge someone by the color of their skin or by other ways. They see to what is common in each and every single one of us as human beings. Someone who is wise sees to the heart of the person and will never dehumanize the person. The gift of wisdom actually is a gift that enables us to see one another as God sees us. And the gift of wisdom always leads to a humanizing effect of seeing someone as a person. Someone who is wise will always see someone else as a human being and will see something in them that many times no one else has yet discovered. That is what the gift of wisdom desires to do. So I invite all of us, especially today, to pray for a greater outpouring of this gift of wisdom, to choose to lose ourselves by making very ordinary and simple and little sacrifices of maybe eating something we don't want to eat, but we do it out of love and we don't comment it to someone else, of doing some little chore or activity that we don't want to do, but we do it out of a love and we say, God, what is it you're speaking and inviting me to do? You see, during this time when many times we're quarantined or we feel isolated or separated from others, it's precisely the moment when we can grow tremendously in wisdom. But that only happens if we start to see where God is present in each and every single, almost insignificant, very ordinary, and almost too simple of an activity. That is how someone grows in wisdom and how someone starts to understand Jesus' words in today's gospel of whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.